So what do we do doing a meeting, a service?
大家只好你背一段，我背一段。
So what they did was like everybody would recite different verses that they remember.
在那个当中，经文好宝贵。
So during that time, they really understand the precious verses that they had.
去报考培训班，或要去选那个童工，要去受训的时候。
Well, so when they send co-workers to be trained.
在那个培训班里面考什么呢？都没有神学的书籍，都没有，连圣经都很缺乏。
During the test, that there's no theology books, no Bibles.
他们就考一题。
They just have one test question.
默写以弗所书。
Okay, you just write down what you remember from the book of Ephesians.
就是默写这六章经文，所以呢，我想这是很为什么会专挑以弗所书，因为这本书真的是非常的宝贵。
And so that is one of the reasons why that we chose the book of Ephesians to talk about this year too.
所以如果你是那十个里面的一个，
So if you're one of the ten,
先告诉我，
Tell pastors first.
我要为你祷告，
He will pray for you.
好在你在三月底的时候可以上台来，
So that you may be up here at the end of March to recite these verses.
好，我们再来念一次我们今天要分享的经文，在一节三节到第六节。
So let's read these verses again from the book of Ephesians chapter 1:3-6.
我们慢慢的念，我们来体会，来品尝那个话语里面的那种福气。
Let's read it slowly and let's try to understand everything that's in here.
来。 愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的。 预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。Let's
read it in English, verses 3 to verses 6. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
当我们在看这段经文的时候，我们看到了几个字眼。
There are a couple of vocabularies that in these verses that we see.
在第四节的时候，我们就看见在基督里拣选了我们。
So in verse 4, we saw that in the Lord Christ that he has chosen us.
讲到一个拣选。
He talked about choice, election.
到了第五节，他又继续讲到预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
And in verse 5, it says he predestined us to become a son of Jesus Christ.
讲到一个是拣选，另外一个是预定。One
is being chosen, and the other one is being predestined.
这在神的里面，这是对人来讲是一个很难明了的一个真理。And
this is a very difficult concept for us to comprehend.
神从万人当中、千万、上亿人、几十亿人里面，就选了我们，成为他的儿女，有极大的一个祝福。
So among the billions of people that he have chosen us to become his children.
所以这边讲到拣选，什么叫做拣选？什么叫做选？这是这一个人去选，表示他是主动，而不是被选的主动。So
what does it mean by choose here? It's talking about choosing and being selected, and not by choosing himself.
神拣选我们，给我们恩典，让我们心里面有一个信心，可以来接受他福音的呼召。
God has chosen us to give us the faith to receive his gospel and to respond to his calling.
以至于我们能够回应说，是的，我愿意接受耶稣基督成为我的救主。
So that we can say to him that, yes, I believe and I'm willing to accept Jesus Christ.
在这件事情上面，我们是被拣选的，我们是一个被动的，所以其实在救恩上面，我们一点功德都没有。
So in this case that we are passive, we're being chosen, there's nothing that we have done to earn the position.
完全是神的主权。 来拣选了我们。
This is the total sovereignty of God.
有一节经文我们要来看一下，在罗马书第八章二十九节。
There's a verse that we like to see, which is in Romans chapter 8.
讲到，因为他预先所定知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所知道所定下的人，又招他们来；所招来的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
It says there, for those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called; those He called, He also justified; those He justified, He also glorified.
都讲到一件事情，都讲到预先。
This here we all see one word which is predestined.
预先，然后他就招我们来。
He called us.
称我们为义。
He called us to be holy.
To be righteous.
就是圣洁。
然后后来要让我们得到一个最后的祝福，最大的一个祝福是得荣耀。
And then he will also glorify.
我们有时候觉得说，哎，站在我一个人的立场，我觉得这个有很奇怪，因为呢，不是我决定接受吗？为什么是你决定要我接受？是我决定的。
It's a little tricky here because I always think that I choose to believe. So why does it say he predestined us?
当初那个弟兄或者是那个牧师问我说要不要接受耶稣基督的时候，他是问我啊，我说好，我接受。So、今天心情好，我接受。
So remember that it's always the pastor or someone else that who asks you that, do you want to believe?
到底是什么原因？怎么会是在真理里面？怎么是神拣选了我？是我拣选了神，还是神拣选了我呢
？So how come in truth it says that God predestined us?Isn't it true that I choose Him?
但是我们不明白一件真理，就是我们虽然有神给我们的这个意志，但是神兴起了许许多多的环境，让我们在那个环境里面，他也在我们的心灵的深处来 work on 这个心灵的深处，激动我们，让我们以至于我们可以呼求他说。我愿意接受你成为我的主。
Actually, God has prepared all kinds of environment that would help us and get us ready to see Him and to believe Him.
我喜欢那有一个例子是讲到，好像有一群人，好像你跟我，有一天我们到了加勒比海，我们去坐游轮。
There's a story that I like. It's like we take a cruise up to Caribbeans.
那是 vacation, 所以我就觉得我没有任何拘束，我要干嘛我就可以干嘛。
It's a vacation, so I'm very carefree. I can do anything that I want.
我想我今天要去看电影，我就现在要去看电影，那我就去看电影了。
So I think I want to watch a movie, so I can go now to watch a movie.
看了电影以后，我觉得说，哎呀，好累，我要去 gym, 我要健身一下，我就去了，我就去 gym, 我就去健身。
And after the movie, I decide to go to the gym and just work out a little bit.
然后弄得很累的时候，我说，肚子很饿，我想去吃饭了，我就到餐厅去吃饭。
And so after that, I feel hungry. Then okay, I'll just go to the dining hall and eat my meals.
我可以决定我现在要去东还是我现在要去西。我可以决定五点钟的时候呢，我不要动，我都可以自己决定。
I can decide anything I want to go to the east or the west, or I just stop right here.
然后或者我们就躺在甲板上，我们什么事情也不做，我就决定我不要做事情。
Or I just lie on the deck and decided that I'm not going to do anything.
怎么是神决定我呢？是我决定我自己啊。
So how what does it mean by God predestined us? And isn't it true that I choose? I made the choice?
但是我们却不明白一件事情，当我们站在船上的时候，谁在拖着我们？是那艘。
But there's one thing that we don't understand. What do we do when we're standing on the ship?
是那艘船，它拖着我们。
It's the cruise ship that's carrying us.
谁又拖住那个船呢？
So、
是那个大海拖着船。
It's the ocean that's carrying the ship.
风吹着船。
It's the wind that's blowing the ship going forward.
所以当我们说我们现在都有 GPS, 我说我要定点在某一点上面，我决定我的脚步就要定位在那边，你是不可能的，因为你被船拖着，船又被大海拖着。
So when we say that I choose to be just stand in certain point, but it's not exactly like that because you're being carried by the cruise ship and the cruise ship is carried by the holding by the ocean.
谁能决定自己的脚步呢？
Who can choose his own steps?
当我们在甲板上，我们说我要躺在这边晒太阳，我哪里也不要去，我不要动，我都不要动。
When you think that you're lying on the deck doing nothing,
但是我们忘记一件事情，地球正带着你转，每一个小时让你跑1000公里。
So you forgot one thing: is the Earth is taking you doing the cycles at 1,000 miles per hour?
Per hour. 如果你觉得还不够的话，再告诉你一个好消息，因为呢，地球啊也被太阳系拖着，太阳呢。 让地球开始转，转多少呢？每一个小时它转十万公里，每一个小时走十万公里。
And at the same time that the Earth is turning at 10,000 kilometers per hour.
我们觉得我们在甲板上哪里也没有，我们很安静、很安详，哪里也没有动，我们都没有动。
We thought that we're just lying on the deck, doing nothing and being very calm and relaxed.
实际上，我们正在做一个 cruise， 那个 cruise 呢，比飞机的速度要快上100倍，因为地球公转的缘故。
But in reality, we're actually turning like more than 100 times than an airplane.
所以谁能够定自己的脚步呢？
So who can choose his own steps?
当神的呼召来到的时候，当他兴起了环境，在我们心里面感动我们的时候，我们一定就会来接受主，成为我们的主。
So when God calls you, when he gives you prepare an environment, then you will come to him and accept him.
这就是一个拣选的一个 power， 他拣选了我们，我们就能够来到他面前。
This is the power and the sovereignty of selection.
对这个拣选的事情呢，我真的还有一点的体会。
I feel like I understand a little bit more about this being chosen.
这个经历就在我刚信主的时候。
This happened to myself when I first became a Christian.
那个时候是我的女朋友，她叫 Betty.
Back then was my girlfriend Betty.
她跟我讲一句话，她说我只跟基督徒结婚。
She told me one thing that I only marry Christians.
我说那我我不是基督徒。
And so, Pastor said that I wasn't a Christian.
但是呢，我很喜欢这种哲学这种宗教的东西，我都很有兴趣，我可以去研究。
But I love philosophy and religion. I can study.
那个时候，你知道，年轻人呢，二十几岁很自负啊，什么事情信耶稣不就是信吗？有什么问题呢
？So I don't know if you remember when you were young, you were very confident, you're very self-conceited. So if you want to become a Christian, you just choose to become a Christian.
所以我就开始去了教会。
So I started going to church.
然后教会的那个带领的弟兄也给我一些属灵书籍，我也看属灵的书籍。
So and I, the brothers also gave me some books to read, and so I read all those books.
祷告，我也祷告。
I also prayed.
搞了几个月以后呢，我就发现事情大了。
And after a few months, I think something was not going right.
因为我都感觉不到有上帝啊。
I couldn't feel God.
那你祷告在祷告什么呢？
So what was I praying to? Who am I praying to?
所以呢，我就觉得自己很虚啊，心里面很虚，很假，很虚。
So I became a little worried because I feel it's not real.
好像我真的这一辈子我就要这样装假，跟一个不知道的东西讲话吗？我要讲一辈子吗
？Should I just pretend to be talking to someone that I don't know at all?
真的成为基督徒也不是个简单的事情呢。
So for me at the time to really become a Christian, this wasn't that easy.
好像也不是凭着人的很努力就可以怎么样的。
It's not based on how much I read and how much effort that I put in.
感谢主，他就把我带到一个地步，让我心里面那个骄傲完全的就被压下去了。
And so he took me to a point where my pride was totally, put down.
他让我看见我们人是多么的有限，多么的软弱。
He made me see that how limited I was.
就有那么一个晚上，我心里面真的就有一点感动，我就觉得说我要好好的来向我这一位神，如果有的话，我要向他祷告。
So there was one night I just feel really urged to pray to this God to talk to him at that time.
我还记得，我就在我的自己的房间里面，我就坐在床上，我就跟上帝想一个很诚心的一个祷告。
So I remember that I was sitting in my own room and then I just prayed to God very honestly.
我的祷告很简单，只有一句话。
My prayer was very simple.
我说，神啊，如果你存在，让我知道有你。
My prayer was that God, if you exist, please let me know that.
有没有弟兄姐妹做过这种祷告
？Is there any one of you who also made the same prayer?
在我们慕道的时候，在我们寻求真理的时候，上帝啊，如果你存在，让我知道。
So when we are looking for truth, that we always tell him that if you exist, let me believe.
谁知道当我说完让我知道的时候呢，突然之间身上就有一股的暖流。
So as soon as I said that, I feel this warmth that goes through my body.
我顿时之间就开始大哭。
Like at that moment, I started like crying.
哭得非常的激动，而且哭了几分钟停不下来。
Crying to the point I couldn't stop myself.
到最后我就跟神再祷告第二件事情。
Then I pray the second thing.
主啊，我知道了，我知道有你了，谢谢，我知道。
He said that I know you exist. I know.
然后我整个人就 calm down 下来。
Then I started to calm down.
我就觉得很稀奇。
I was really surprised.
一个大男人。
A big man like him.
二十几岁的大男生。
I was a 20-year-old some young man.
又没有失业。
And I was not unemployed.
又没有生病。
I was very healthy.
怎么讲一句话？
How come I just said that one yeah, sentence?
说哭就哭。
And then I was crying. Like
哭得那么严重，停不下来。
And I was crying to the point I just couldn't stop myself.
哦，出于上帝的，就是这么 effective.
When it's from God, that's how strong, how effective.
那么有效，就临到了我们。
It just came to us.
所以我就知道，了解了一件事情：我们很多的人想要很努力要干什么，但是其实都在神的手上。
I just realized that a lot of us were making all kinds of efforts to do something.But everything is under his hand.
神只要我们做一件事情，就是 honor， 就是去尊荣，就是去认识到他的主权。
God only wants us to know to honor his sovereignty.
不是我们去拣选神，是神拣选我们。
It's not us who choose God, but God has chosen us.
在约翰福音十五章那边特别就讲到，不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你们，并且分派你们去结果子，好叫你们的果子可以长存。这是耶稣基督对当时的门徒们讲的话。
Also, in the book of John 15, Jesus told his disciple that you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will last.
所以感谢主，是神出于神，不是出于人。
It's from God, it's not from man.
好了，那我们第二个问题，我们就会想要问到说 ，OK， 那是出于他的拣选很好，那为什么是拣选我呢？不是拣选旁边的人呢
？So if it's by selection, how come he selects me and not other people?
神的拣选有什么样的条件呢
？Is there any conditions?
有一位朋友他来教会，我们有一些接触，他就有一天他突然问我一个问题，说：“哎，来到你们如果要参加你们教会的话，要交什么会费吗？要做什么事情吗？”怎么样可以加入呢
？So there's a friend that who has asked me a question that in order to come to your church, should I pay a membership fee or anything like that?
好像成为基督徒，我们要做什么事情吗？我们怎么样才可以被拣选呢？我们怎么样可以得到这个救恩呢
？So do I need to do anything in order to become a Christian?
我们世人的条件呢？如果你是要去公司工作的话，你一定要很聪明，你要会工作。
So like in real life, if you want to work, you have to have certain qualifications.
所以呢，我们做任何事情好像都有个条件。
It seems like there's always a condition for everything.
神拣选我，是不是因为我比较聪明
？So God chose me because I'm smart.
不过奇怪，我太太不觉得。
But my wife doesn't seem to think so.
还是我的品格很高尚吗
？Or I have a noble character.
我的孩子也不觉得。
Maybe not my children don't think so.
还是我高富帅。
Or I'm tall, rich, and good-looking.
那全世界的人都不觉得。
Then the whole world would not agree with that.
我们好像悔改信主的人，我们去发现信主的人当中有很笨的，有很聪明的。
So we find out that among people who repent to God, they're smart people, they're foolish people.
有那个很有钱的富翁，有那很贫穷的乞丐。
They're rich people and they're also very poor people.
有那种很健康的那种运动选手，也有那个躺在病床上快要死掉的病人。
You have healthy people, athletes, and you have also people who are patients.
有高的，有矮的。
Tall, short.
有胖的，有瘦的。
Big, small.
有漂亮的，有那个有气质的。
The beautiful ones and the one that has the
something.
Something.
所以我们就发现说，哎呀，神到底在选什么？都没有条件吗
？So what is the condition for God's selection？
我感谢主。所以当神的救恩来的时候呢，还真的是没有条件。
So it's just praise to the Lord that there's no condition for His choice。
为什么不能有条件呢
？Why is there no conditions？
如果救恩跟条件挂上的话，当我们条件一失去的时候，我们不就失去了救恩吗
？If there's a condition for salvation。Then when the condition is gone, then is the salvation gone at the same time?
如果神拣选我是因为我身体很好的话，那我有一天会变老，身体会衰弱。
So when if God chose me because I'm healthy, so what happened when I'm old?
如果神拣选我是因为我很有钱的话，我可能有一天我会倾家荡产，我会就是会我会破产，我就没有救恩了。
So if God chose me because I'm of my wealth, so what happened when I lose all my wealth?
还是我真的长得很漂亮，神来拣选我，但是呢，我们知道越老就越怎样？
Or if God have chosen us because of our looks, so what happened when we grow older, so we have a very nice disposition.
所以其实从神完全的眼光来看我们的时候，我们没有一个人有任何的条件配得上他的拣选跟救恩。
So from God's view, there's none of us that has enough condition or any condition that can earn His salvation.
我们都在极深的罪恶里面，谁有什么条件能够被选呢？
So all of us are buried in our deep sins. So what can we offer Him?
那神为什么要选我们？
So why would God select us?
这个原因呢，我也常常问上帝啊，为什么要拣选我？
So I often ask this question too. Why do you choose me?
当我们来看到在以弗所书这边一章五节，他这边讲到了一件事情。
So we see this back to a book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5.
只有一个原因，神拣选我们只有一个原因。
One reason only.
一个我称它为莫名其妙的一个原因。
It's an incomprehensible reason.
中文很有意思啊，那个莫名其妙，就它很妙，但是你们不懂。
The Chinese
就莫名其妙。
Interesting.
啊，我们通常把它用在坏的地方。
It's actually very, very intriguing in Chinese that even though you don't understand, but it's very intriguing.
但是真的很妙。
It's wonderful.
第五节怎么说呢？
How did it say in the verse 5?
又因爱我们，我们一起念好不好？
Let's read it together, verse 5.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
So in love that he has chosen us to become his child.
所以就讲到一件事情，为什么？
Why?
因为爱我们。
Because of love.
你就要问了，为什么爱我？
But why love me?
为什么不爱旁边的没有被好像都不信主的人？为什么爱我？
How come you don't love those other people?
神在说呢，后面再一句，按着自己意志所喜悦的。什么叫做按着自己意志所喜悦的？
And the second part is accordance with his pleasure and will.
我们中文翻译这个一百年前的翻译很深奥啊。按着自己意志所喜悦的。
The translation in Chinese is very, very deep. It's according to his pleasure and will.
我们如果用二十一世纪的话来翻译这个话的话，很简单。
In our vocabulary in this 21st century, it's very simple.
我高兴，你要不要怎样
？I do it because I like it.
我就是要这样，不然你要怎么样
？Just me. This is the way I do it.
这就是他的意志所喜悦的，他的
his will，
他就想这样，不然要怎么样
？This is the way he wants. This is the way he does.
人是他造的，世界是他造的，不然要怎样
？He created man and created the world.
所以，当我们发现说很多的时候，神好像会就是爱这些，哎，对那些好像不是这么的，好像就是有一点没有被拣选到，奇怪哈，就是有个差落差。
So sometimes we just don't understand, like God, why do God make certain selections and not the other?
但是呢，我们正知道一件事情呢，神真的是爱我们，而且这个爱呢，是在创世以前，在基督里拣选我们的。
And one thing is for sure that He loves us; He has predestined to select us before the foundation of the world.
为什么要叫创世之前就已经拣选了我们呢
？Why is it before the creation of the world？
它表示神的一个永恒不变的一个爱临到了我们的身上。
This represents His everlasting love upon us.
在我们人的观念里面呢，这是没有起点的，也没有终点。
So in our mind, this is no beginning and no end.
这是神，他就是这样定规。
This is the way he does.
他爱上了我们。
He loves us.
今天我们能够坐在这里，是因为神爱上了我们。
The reason that we can sit here today is because God loves us.
他那种莫名其妙的爱爱上了我们。
The incomprehensible love.
不然我们今天都在电影院看电影呢，我们在家里面喝茶，我们干嘛要来教会敬拜神？
So we can stay home today, drinking and watching TV. So why were we here today?
因为他爱上了我们，我们就爱上了他。
Because God has loved us, so we also love Him.
拣选是神的恩典。
Selection is a blessing from God.
在两个礼拜前，我们有一次到那个街上去到 Target 去买东西。
2 weeks ago, we went to Target to get some stuff.
那我们。孩子们在那边选东西，我就到处溜达看看，然后哎，发现旁边有一家超级市场，中国的超级市场新开的，我就哎，我要去 check it out， 我要去看看，我就过去看看。
So when the children were shopping in Target, I saw that there's a new supermarket, so I went to check it out at the supermarket.
然后我就看见，哎，我要去顺便买一点水果哈，家里面没什么水果。
So I saw some fruit. I want to get some fruit.
那我就到了那个市场，超级市场，中国超市里面，我就看见了卖橘子，喂，真便宜啊，三磅一块。
So I saw these oranges that was selling at £3 for a dollar.
我说哇，现在已经很少这个价钱了。
I thought, well, this is very good price.
但是因为时间很赶，所以我只是出来看一下，赶快要回去。然后呢，也看那个橘子，真的不是太新鲜了。
So I was checking it out, and it doesn't look like it's very fresh.
所以呢，我就算了，那我就赶快回到Target 去跟我的 family 又在一起。
So I went back to Target, met up with my family.
在 Target 里面，我又在溜达了，我就发现说，Target 也有卖橘子啊。
So I also saw that Target is selling oranges as well.
不过一磅一块多。
But it's like more than a dollar a pound.
可是蛮新鲜的。
But it looks fresh.
然后你心里面就开始有征战了。
So it started to struggle in my heart.
三磅一块比较烂。
So £3 for a dollar, and then it's not so good.
还是一磅一块多，非常漂亮。
Or a dollar a pound, but it looks much better.
弟兄姐妹，你会选哪一个
？So which one would you choose?
你觉得我会选哪一个
？Which one do you think I chose?
我就下定了决心，我就决定，只要我愿意，我就喜欢，我就是要这样，我就回到中国超市去买三磅。
So I decided.I decided I'm going to go back to the Chinese supermarket and get that £3 for a dollar oranges.
我说 Betty, 你等一下，我要回去买橘子。
So I told Betty, said, "Okay, wait for me. I'm going to get something."
哎，那站在一大堆不新鲜的那种橘子里面，我要挑一袋出来。
I stood in front of the orange, and then I need to pick.
我挑了很久，真的就有一袋出来。
So I chose a bag.
我回家我就跟我的孩子说，你看，爸爸今天赚了4块钱。
So I told my kids that I made $4 today because of these oranges.
哎，我就发现一件事情。回到家以后呢，孩子把橘子一切开以后，发现说爸爸里面是烂的。
So when I cut the oranges that I got, and then my kids told me that, Dad, look, it's all rotten.
我就想到说，好像神拣选就是站在一堆烂橘子面前，他要挑啊。
So I just thought that, oh, God is like standing in front of a bag of rotten oranges and he's trying to choose from these oranges.
看半天要挑出一袋来，真不容易啊。
It's very difficult to choose some fresh ones from a whole bunch of rotten oranges.
最后这个被挑上的橘子，他可能会问说，上帝啊，我这么烂，你干嘛选我，干嘛买我？
So some of the oranges say that, I'm already rotten, why do you choose me?
我有时候也会问神这个问题，我这样子你为什么要选我呢？
Sometimes I ask the same question, why do you choose me?
如果今天这个橘子问上帝的话，我相信上帝会有这种类似的答案出来。
So today I think if the orange asks the same question to God, I think there may be an answer like this.
他说可能会对这颗烂橘子说，
He may tell this rotten orange,
从创世以来我就爱上了你。
Before the creation of the world, I have loved you.
当那一棵橘子树，你结的那棵橘子树，那棵树还没有被种下去的时候，我就爱上了你。
Before the orange tree was planted, I have loved you.
橘子树长大的时候，你都还没有生出来。橘子树长大的时候，我爱你。
So when the tree was growing, I have loved you.
当橘子树开花的时候，我就爱上你。
When the orange bloomed, I have already loved you.
后来结了一颗小小的绿色的像豌豆一样的那个小橘子，很小的时候呢，我爱你。
When there was a little fruit like a pea size, I already loved you.
后来你这颗橘子长大，长到很漂亮，一颗金黄色漂漂亮亮的橘子，被拿到摘下来放到市场上卖的时候，我爱你。
When the fruit became beautiful, round and orange, when you were put in the supermarket, I have already loved you.
当没有人买你，你逐渐烂掉的时候，一直到今天，我爱你。
So when nobody choose to buy you and you become rotten, I still love you.
所以这个爱是从永远到永远，神早就爱上了你。
So the love is from the beginning to the end. It's an eternal love.
神从创世以前就拣选我们，他只要告诉我们一件事情。
God has chosen us before the creation of the world.
从创世之前，他已经爱上了我们。
He has loved us before the creation of the world.
我们能够了解这样子的爱吗？
Can we comprehend such love?
太难了。
It's very, very hard.
那神要我们做什么来回应他呢？我们能做什么呢？你都拣选我，都我们都被动，那我们能干嘛呢？
So if we're chosen by you and we're passive, then what can we do?
我们接下来看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
我们能做的事情，我们什么也不能做，能做的大概就只有这一样。
We can't do anything, but there's one thing that we can do.
第六节我们一同来念好吗？
Let's read verse 6 together.
第一句就好，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
To the praise of his glorious grace.
原来的意思是使他恩典的荣耀得到称赞，是那个恩典散发出来的那个荣耀，那个荣光可以被称赞出来。
To praise the glory of his grace.
弟兄姐妹，谁来称赞这个荣耀呢？
So who will praise this the glory?
不信主的人可以来称赞他被拣选的荣耀吗？
People who don't believe, then can they praise such glory?
这个工作是交在我们信主的神的儿女身上。
So the work of praise is with us, it's our job.
我们在这里承受神的恩典。
So here we receive God's grace.
承受上帝的爱。
We receive his love.
没有任何的条件。
There's no condition.
在创世之前就已经爱上了我们。
Before his creation, he has loved us.
神这样子爱我们，这样的供应我们，照顾我们，只有一件事情我们可以做，来回报他。
God has loved us so much, he has provided us so much, so the only thing that we can give him is to love him and to praise him.
就是来称赞，来赞美他的荣耀。
To praise the glorious grace that he has given us.
用尽我们这一生的力气，我们来赞美神在我们身上所散发出来的那个爱跟拣选的那种荣耀。
To dedicate our lives to the praise of his glorious grace.
所以我们常常为什么有人来说，哎，我们早上唱诗哦，那早上来主日崇拜唱诗前半小时啊，那慢慢来啦，因为反正是唱诗没关系。
So sometimes we say that, oh, we can just take our time because the first half an hour is just singing.
No.很重要。
It's very important.
因为当我们被拣选的时候，我们只有一件事情要做，做什么？就是赞美他，敬拜他。
Because the only thing that we can do after we're chosen is to sing and sing praises to him.
所以赞美敬拜，我们唱诗非常的重要。为什么？我们就是归荣耀给神，这是他要我们做的。
Because when we sing and worship, this is the thing that we're giving it back to God, and this is what he wants us to do.
所以让我们早上，我们现在早上九点半都有祷告会，我们都可以在这里一起来祷告，预备我们的心，能够好好的来赞美他。十点钟我们现在都准时开始，请大家都能够准时来教会，一同来敬拜。
So we have at 9:30, we have a prayer meeting here to prepare ourselves to worship God, and we start promptly at 10 o'clock to sing praises to our God.
神要我们把眼目调整在他的荣耀上面。
He wants to align our vision to him only.
让我们看见他拣选我们的恩典是何等的荣耀。
He wants us to see how glorious is of his grace.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
从创世之前就爱我们。
From the beginning of the world.
没有原因。
There's no reason.
只因为他喜欢。
Because he loves us.
他看我们可爱。
He sees us as being very beautiful.
即使你的旁边的人都看你不可爱，上帝看你可爱。
Even though people who are sitting next to you may not think so, but he thinks so.
有一个人，他有一次他离开他的家到村子外面啊去办事情，去赶市集，到了市集上面去。
There's this one guy that who went to a village market.
然后看到有一些很刚蒸出来热腾腾的肉包子，他就想到说，哦，我要带一些肉包给我的孩子吃。
And he saw some like steaming meat buns that he said, "Oh, okay, I want to get some for my children."
所以他就买了一些肉包子，准备带回去。他回到他的村子家里面给他的孩子吃。
So he bought some of these meat buns and he wanted to bring them back to his children.
但是突然就有人找到他，临时有事，他又回不了家。后来他就把那个肉包子，他就看到旁边就是有同村子里面的人的朋友，他就说，哎，那你好不好帮你你帮我把这个包子带回去。给我的孩子吃。
But then somehow he couldn't make it back home, so he asked someone from his same village to bring these meat buns back to his children.
因为我有事情，所以你先把帮个忙带回去。
Because he couldn't go back right away, so he asked this person to give these meat buns to his family.
但是这个朋友就问他说：“你孩子长什么样？我怎么认得出你的孩子呢？”
But then the person asked him, "Well, I don't know your children, so how do I tell that they are your children?"
这个人就说很简单。因为呢，这个时候你回到村子的时候呢，通常他们都会在村子的门口、村口在有一堆孩子去玩，然后呢，就是里面我的孩子都会在里面玩。
Oh, he said it's very easy. Like at this time, if you go back to the village, they'll be all playing in the village courts.
然后你看到里面那个最可爱的那个就是我孩子了。
And then when you see the cutest one, that is my child.
他说那倒简单，那我就帮你这个忙。那个。
And so then this person said, okay, that's easy enough.
所以他的朋友就回去，就带着包子回去。
And then so the guy took the meat buns with him and go back to the village.
后来这个人办完了事以后呢，他也晚上也都回到家里面。
And so this guy who bought the meat buns went home after what he had to do.
他就问他的孩子说，哎，今天的那个肉包好吃吗？
Then he asked his children that how was the meat buns? Do they taste good?
他说什么肉包啊？
What meat buns?
没有肉包啊。
I didn't have any meat buns.
他说难道没有一个叔叔给你们包子吗？
There's no uncles that brought you these buns?
没有啊。
No.
他就觉得这个啊，他要去找问清楚，他就去找到那个村子里面那个邻居去问他。
So he went to the neighbor and said.
所以他就问说，你为什么没有把包子给我的孩子呢？
He said, "How come you didn't get the meat buns to my kids?"
他说：“你不是叫我把肉包给你孩子，然后你说呢要给那个最可爱的吗？那一群人在那里面玩，一群孩子，我看来看去，看来看去，我觉得还是我的孩子最可爱，我就给了我的孩子。”
You told me to give the meat buns to the kids that the cutest, and I look around the kids there, and I saw my kids. I think they're the cutest children among them all.
神爱我们就是看我们就像那个孩子一样。
So God loves us just like the way.This gentleman looks at his own children.
神爱我们，他高兴，他爱我们，拣选我们，而且永远永远不改变他对我们的爱。
God loves us according to His own pleasure and will, and His love would never change.
在上帝的心目中，我们每个人都是这么的可爱。
In God's mind, that every single one of us is as cute as like that child.
我们要做的只有一件事情。
There's only one thing we need to do.
什么事情
？What? What thing do we need to do?
把一切的荣耀都要归给他。
To give all the praises and glory to Him.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们赞美你的名。主啊，当我们想到在万人当中，你为什么拣选了那一群不值得被拣选的？你为什么拣选了我们？哦，这一群在罪里面的人，来承受你那圣洁荣耀的恩典。主啊，我们实在想不透。但是透过以弗所书，我们看见主啊，也只有这一件事情，因为你爱上了我们。而且从创立世界以前，你就爱上了我们，你永永远远也不改变你对我们的爱。主啊，这真的是好大好大的恩典临到我们。求主帮助我们，让我们能够用这一生的力气，用我们这一生的年岁、一生的时间里面，我们愿意来不断的来颂扬、来颂赞你那样拣选的恩典在我们的身上。我们要把一切的恩典、一切的感谢都要归给你。主啊，因为我们深深的知道，我们再怎么说都不够，所以我们要极力的来称扬你爱我们的恩典。我们谢谢你，求主帮助我们更深的进到你的心意里面，赐福于我们所有的弟兄姐妹。我们这样子感谢祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。有一首诗歌我很喜欢，我们大家来唱，歌名就很简单，你为何拣选我？在千万人之中，你为何拣选我做儿女？你知道我一切过犯，你是恩宽恕了我，你是我生活圣洁，成为圣天父的儿女，求主帮助我时刻讨你欢喜，完全顺服主你的旨意，从今在千万人之中，你为何拣选我？
在千万人之中，你为何拣选我做儿女？